for he reigneth forever. Give him honor, for he lives forevermore. He is worthy. Let us rejoice and be glad for the Lord.
Oh, God. You get all the glory, honor, and praise, Lord God. Not just for what you've done, but for who you are, Lord God. Because it is out of who you are and how you love that you do the things that you do for us, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Right now we declare in our hearts and out of our mouths and in our minds that you are everything, Lord. You're everything we need. You're everything we want, Lord God. Right now we invite you to lift up your hands as a sign, not only to God, but to you. We invite you to just put your mind on him, on all that he's given you, all the things that he's done for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 Jesus. We give you our best praise. We give you our highest praise, and that's hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord God. You're everything, you're everything. You're everything. Let's sing it. Everything,
everything.
You're everything to me.
You're everything to me.
Everything,
everything.
Yes, everything.
You're everything.
Life and prayer.
Life and prayer.
Yes, everything.
You're everything.
You're my peace.
You're my peace.
You're everything, everything to me.
You're everything to me.
Joy in sorrow.
Joy in sorrow.
Hallelujah. Everything to me.
You're everything.
My hope for tomorrow.
Hope for tomorrow.
You ready to sing the list? Here we go. Master.
Master,
Savior,
Savior,
Ruler,
Ruler,
yeah. Hallelujah, Redeemer,
Redeemer,
He's my shelter,
Shelter,
yeah, my Provider,
Provider,
You're my Deliverer. And my healer.
Healer.
You've been a father.
Father.
You're a good, 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 good father. Father.
Father.
You're a loving father. A loving father.
Father.
A wonderful father. Wonderful father.
Father.
Let's call him Savior. Savior.
Savior.
Yeah. You've saved me, Savior.
Savior.
One more time. Savior, Savior.
Savior.
Call him who he is. He's Jesus. Let's go.
Jesus.
Jesus, Jesus.
Jesus.
Every knee shall bow, Jesus.
Jesus.
And every tongue confess your Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Begin to praise the name of Jesus. Lord, you're awesome, Lord God, in this place, in this physical building, Lord God, but also in our hearts, in our minds, in our bodies, Lord God. We know that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. Every tongue must confess your name is above all names. It's above the pandemic. Hallelujah. It's above cancer. Hallelujah. It's above depression. Hallelujah. It's above sickness. Hallelujah. It's above defeat. Hallelujah. It's above lack. Hallelujah. It's above sadness. Hallelujah. Your name is above everything, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I bow before the King.
Hallelujah.
I bow before the King.
Woo.
I bow before you, King.
Yeah.
I bow before you, King.
Hallelujah.
I bow before you, King.
Cause I respect you.
I bow before you, King.
So the weight of the world can get off of me.
I bow before you, King.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I bow before you, King.
Let's sing it collectively.
I bow before the King.
We bow before you, King.
I bow before the King.
I bow before the King.
I bow before the King.
We bow before the King.
I bow before the King.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're worthy, Jesus.
We praise you. We love you. We invite you to fill this room. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. You'll forever get the glory, Jesus.
Yeah.
You'll forever get our praise, God. You're worthy of it, you're worthy of it, you're worthy of it, you're worthy of it. You are, you are, you are, you are.
Ooh. Yeah.
You are, you are, you are. You're my everything. That is why I bow before the King.
Hallelujah.
I bow before the King.
Bow before the King.
I bow before the King.
I bow before the King.
I bow before the King.
Hallelujah.
We bow before you, King. We reverence you, King. Your good, good Father, your name is above all names. Your name is always there.
Yeah. We can always bow. We can always bow.
We bow in our minds. We bow in our hearts. We bow, we bow, we bow, we bow. We reverence you. We respect you. And we love you.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
We bow before the King.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah,
hallelujah. 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 Wonderful God. Wonderful God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Lord, we do honor you so much in this place. Glory to God. For you are so good. Hallelujah, Jesus. Your mercy endureth forever. Glory to God. Your truth endureth to all generations. Glory to God. Father God, we taste your goodness. Glory to God. And we know that we are blessed because we trust in you. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we thank you for this worship experience. We thank you for this time of worship. We thank you for this opportunity to minister to you by way of worship. And we thank you that by the presence and power of the Holy Spirit that you've ministered back to us during this time of worship and song, worship and praise, glory to God. Holy Spirit, we thank you now that as we prepare to receive the word in this place and even all over social media land today, we thank you, Holy Spirit, that you do go before the word, that you do quicken us in our innermost being so that we will spiritually discern and receive with meekness everything that the word is speaking to us today. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, I thank you that as I stand to share the word, that you do stand up in my body, that you do think with my mind, that you do speak with my mouth, that you just flow through me to say and do everything that Abba our Father and Jesus our Lord and King desires you to say and do through us in this place today. We thank you that no satanic hindrance shall hinder the free flow of your word in this place today. We thank you that your word has free course. We thank you that we're blessed as we receive the word. That is, we're empowered to prosper your way as the word is sown on good ground, that good ground being our hearts. Glory to God. Father God, we honor you, we thank you, and we do decree and declare today that the words of our mouth and the meditations of our heart are acceptable in your sight. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Oh, Lord, you are our strength and our redeemer. In Jesus' name we do pray, and all who agree with that prayer said, amen. Well, come on, let's bless God in this place today. Amen. Even all over social media land, you can bless the Lord wherever you are. Amen. Well, good morning, Friendship. Good morning. Thank you. Good morning all to all of our friends in social media land. We're glad to have everybody that's a part of this broadcast today. It's a good day. Somebody say it's a good day. What makes it good? It's the day that the Lord has made. Amen. And we ought to show forth some thanksgiving by rejoicing and being glad in it. Amen. Glory to God. Surely the Lord is in this place. This is none other than the house of the Lord, the very gateway to heaven. Amen. We're in week number 7, the number of completions, I'm about to say amen, of our teachings entitled Words, specifically how words impact our lives or our living, amen. Last week we dove into our lessons entitled Behavior, amen. But we said that there was, even though we were talking about behavior or teaching on behavior, we wanted you to remember one particular thing, along with other things that you would remember from the message. And that greatest thing that we wanted you to remember was the fact that words, somebody say words, impacts our behavior. That's written words or spoken words. And also words reinforce particular behaviors or certain behaviors that we have. Somebody say amen. We gave you definitions for the word behavior. We said, one, that behavior is a way of acting. Two, that behavior is to act in a particular way or conduct, or it is conduct. Somebody say amen. We gave you a behavior from a, or we define behavior by way of the human behavior experts, amen. We don't want to cover that again today, but we really want you to remember about behavior is that behaviors are the way that we act or the way that we conduct ourselves, amen. And then we gave you four characteristics or four personalities that behavior experts says that 90% of the population behave out of, amen. And we won't rehearse those in your hearing again today either. If you desire to hear what the human behavior experts has to say about those four different type of personalities, you can pull up last week's lesson and listen to the lesson in its entirety, amen. And then we talked about what the Bible has to say about behavior. And that's one of the most important things that we can hold on to in this lesson, what the Bible has to say about behavior. Amen. The first thing we told you that the Bible teaches about behavior is that behavior always originate in the mind or in the thinking of mankind. Amen. You need to always remember that in most cases, you think it before you do it. Amen. And because you think it, or because we think it before we do it, or because we think it before we act on it, there's an opportunity for us to not always act on what we think, amen. Sometimes we can take a pause and realize that our thinking leads to bad behavior, and we can reach the conclusion that we don't want to act a certain way or behave a certain way. Somebody say amen. And then secondly, we told you that the Bible teaches that behavior can be changed, amen. If you desire to change the way that you act, if you don't like the way that you act on a regular basis, you can change it, amen. Somebody say amen. But in order for you to be able to make that change, or in order for you to make that change, you got to understand how your inner man operates. Amen. The inner man receives words, the inner man receives pictures, and we can change the way that we behave based upon how we receive words consistently or how we see things consistently. Amen. If you want new behavior, implant new words. Somebody say amen. If you want new behavior, begin to see something new. Amen. If you want new behavior, begin to hear words that lend to the behavior on a consistent basis that you desire to be a part of your living. Somebody say amen. And then number three, we said that the Bible teaches that behavior can be learned. Somebody say learn. So not only did we give you these points, but we also gave you scripture reference on every point that we gave you, amen. And then we dove into how we learn. We learn basically through study. Somebody say study. If you want to learn in a way that you want your behavior to change, you got to study some stuff, amen. Somebody say study some stuff. My behavior has changed, and this message is not about me, but I can use myself as an example. My behavior has changed in a lot of ways due to the fact that I spend time studying the Word on different subjects. Amen. I remember when my esteem was very low, I began to look at what the Bible had to say to me or had to say about esteem, if you will, or about who I am as a born-again believer. Amen. And from looking at what the Word had to say about those things, it began to change my way of thinking concerning who I was. Amen. And by me planting, not just sowing, but planting by way of studying that Word in me consistently, my thinking changed, and then my behavior began to change as it relates to my esteem. Amen. That's just one subject. Somebody say one subject. There are many subjects that we can study out of the Word that can lend to changing behavior if we desire to change behavior. Amen. I always say this. I want my behavior to look Christ-like. I want my behavior to look like God desired to look, because I understand that if I can do it like God desired me to do it, I get His results. Amen. That don't mean that the results don't come with trouble, if you will, amen, or that results don't come with resistance from the human self and even from the enemy, amen, but I can continue or consistently work in those behaviors until we overcome the flesh and the enemy as well, amen. So we said that learning comes through study. Learning comes through instruction, and learning comes through experience, and all of those ways of learning can impact the way that we behave. Somebody say amen. Today we want to pick up on part 7 with point number 4, and it simply says the Bible teaches that environment, say environment, impacts our behavior. If you really want to know where the bulk of your behavior comes from, look at your environment. Your environment is inclusive of your surroundings, where you live, if you will, amen. Your environment, our environments, are inclusive of our conditions. Somebody say conditions, or the way that we were raised. Somebody say amen. And our environment is also inclusive of our influences. Somebody say influences. The people who influence our lives on a regular basis. Somebody say amen again. So the Bible teaches that our behaviors are impacted by our environment. Amen. I remember studying the Old Testament years ago and learned that God didn't want His folks to hang around with different groups of people, the heathens, the idolatrous people, because He didn't want their behaviors to rub off on His people, amen. So God is very concerned about who we group ourselves with, who we have regular fellowship with. Somebody say amen. Because God understands and knows that who we hang out with impacts the way that we behave, amen. I've been teaching people for a long time, and I've taught people down through the years that if you don't like your behavior. And if you can connect your behavior to your crowd, you might want to change your crowd. Somebody say amen. I remember when I used to be all wild, loud and willy-nilly, I just don't like myself like that. I just don't like myself acting a fool. Now, I like to have fun, but acting a fool is not the way that I like to behave. And so if I was around those type of people that were influencing me, I learned to back away. Somebody say back away. Somebody might be saying, who are you, Pastor, to tell us to back away from somebody? I'm not telling you. I'm just suggesting to you, if you connect your behavior to your crowd and you don't like the way that you behave, I suggest to you that you change your crowd. Somebody say amen. So again, the Bible teaches that environment impacts our behavior. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse number 33, the New King James Translation. 1 Corinthians 15:33 will prove this point. It has the negative connotation to it, but it proves the point nonetheless. The Bible says, don't trick yourself. Don't be deceived. Don't fool yourself. Evil company. Somebody say evil company. I want to define evil as those who do evil things. Now, I know better to define a word with the word that I'm defining. I learned that in the fifth grade. Somebody say amen. But defining the word with the word is more than makes the point. Somebody say amen. So evil consists of people who are doing evil. Evil in this particular instance is hurtful. Harm. Somebody say hurtful. Harm. Somebody say harm. People who are doing evil are doing hurtful and harmful things to themselves and to others, if you will. Somebody say amen. So the scripture says that evil company corrupts good habits. Amen. The term company there has to do with companionship. Companionship could be your husband or your wife. Somebody say amen. Or your companion can be your husband or your wife. Or your companionship could consist of your main friend. Somebody say amen. Or your companionship can be those who you group yourself with on a regular basis. The Bible does not lie. The Bible is filled with truth. And the truth is that evil company, folks who are hurting themselves and doing harm to other people, corrupts your good manners, if you have good manners, or your good behavior. Somebody say amen. So the Bible teaches us, and somebody can be a witness, the Bible teaches us that our environment impacts our behavior. Amen, amen. Number five, hope you're getting something from this, amen. The Bible teaches that behavior can be taught. Behavior can be taught. The word taught is past tense for teach, amen. So behavior can be instructed, or you can receive words that can instruct the way that you should behave, or you can receive words that reinforce the way that you are behaving, amen. The Bible teaches that behavior, somebody say behavior, or the way that I act can be taught, amen. Somebody say amen again. Let's prove that from the scriptures. Go to Titus chapter 2. Titus chapter 2. Again, verse number 1. And I'd like to have New Living Translation on this one, because I'm going to read about 8 verses. And I won't have to explain so much if I got a simple translation. Amen. This is Paul writing to Titus. Titus is a young pastor in the area of Crete. And he's instructing Titus what to teach the old men and the old women so that they can teach the younger men and the younger women, amen. When I was looking at that this week, even last week, I began to think, we don't hear much teaching about how the old folks ought to behave and how they ought to impact the young folks in the church anymore. Somebody say amen. Sometimes we get away from things that we don't need to get away from, When we realize we've gotten away from some of those things, we need to get back to teaching truth that helps us to control our behaviors. The people over 60, if you will, so that we can impact the young people that we are around on a regular basis. Amen. So, Paul writes to Titus saying, as for you, Titus, promote the kind of living that reflects, somebody say reflects, wholesome teaching, amen. Promote the kind of conduct that reflects wholesome teaching, amen. Verse number 2. He says, teach. Somebody say teach. We teach by way of words. Somebody say amen. We teach by way of example. Somebody say amen. He says, teach the older men to exercise self-control, amen. Teach them that they're not supposed to do everything that they want to do, amen. But take some control over self, amen. He says, teach them to be worthy of respect, amen. And don't nobody just respect you because you're a man, amen. Somebody might respect you because you earn their respect, amen, by doing respectful things, amen. So he says, teach them to be worthy of respect. And then he says, teach them to live wisely. Somebody say wisely. Or to exercise good judgment, or to exercise good discretion, or to exercise, glory to God, what we would call, bless your holy name, good discerning when you make decision making. Somebody say amen. Or when you make decisions, amen. He says, teach them that they must have sound faith, that their confidence in Jesus Christ should be sound, their confidence in the apostles' doctrine or the apostles' teaching should be sound as well, amen. Faith carries two definitions. One is confidence in, and the other one is belief, amen. And while I'm speaking as it relates to belief, I need to tell you again that God just wants us to believe him. Somebody say believe him. If we can just believe God, we're on the path to pleasing him, amen. Somebody say amen. He goes on to say, teach them to have sound faith and to be filled with love. Somebody say love. Love ain't just a simple feeling. The Bible has a lot to say about love. Let's switch over to 1 Corinthians chapter 13, around verse number 4. Let's look at what the Bible says that love does. Love is action. Somebody say love is action. He says love is what? Patient. You're operating in the God kind of love, you're patient with folks. Amen. I'm tired of putting up with him. I'm tired of putting up with her. Well, you need die to the flesh and walk in the spirit, because the spirit will produce the kind of love in you that will cause you to tolerate a person just a little while longer. Somebody say amen. He says that love is patient and that love is kind. Love is not jealous. Say jealous. Or boastful or proud. Verse number 5. Everybody got distracted. Amen. Verse number 5, brother. Amen. Verse number 5. Do I need to turn to it in my Bible? Y'all can't see it, but I'm reading off the screen. Amen. And I'm waiting on the screen person to change the scripture reference so that I can move on. Amen. It said, love is not rude. Say rude. You ever seen anybody with rude behavior? And they're not operating in love. Amen. It says, love does not demand its own way. Give me what I ask for. I'm going to do something to you. Amen. That's not love. Amen. It is not irritable, and it keeps no record of being wrong. So when we look at love from the Bible's perspective, love is a way of acting, or love is a way of behaving. Somebody say amen. Romans chapter 13, verse number 10, real quick. Y'all see yourselves in any of these scriptures? Amen. I often see myself in the word, amen. When I see myself in the word, it gives me an opportunity to work on me with the help of the Holy Spirit, amen. It says love does no wrong to others, amen. When you're walking in the God kind of love, you don't hurt folks. Somebody say amen. Now, I need to help somebody, because sometimes people think one mistake make for practice. One mistake don't make for practice. One mistake make for one mistake, amen. Habit make for practice, amen. If you keep making the same mistake over and over and over again, you've moved into the lane of practice or habit. Somebody say amen. And if you see yourself practicing what you call a mistake over and over again, you need to look at that practice or that habit that you're displaying. And you might want to think about changing it. Somebody say amen. Love does no wrong to others. So love is what? Love is the fulfillment. Or love, I know different translations. Love fulfills the requirement of God's law. Talking about God's moral law. That is the part of God's law that teaches us how to deal with one another in a righteous way. Somebody say amen. Amen. Let's go back to Titus chapter 2. The Bible teaches us, glory to God, that behavior can be taught. Did I finish with verse number 2? He said, teach the older men to exercise self-control, to be worthy of respect, and to live wisely. And they must have sound faith and be filled with love, and teach them that they must be patient. Somebody say amen. So all these behaviors can be taught. Somebody say amen. Verse number 3. Similarly, he says, teach the older women to live in a way that honors God. If you're over 60, your lifestyle, and you're a Christian, your lifestyle ought to honor the Lord. Somebody say amen. He says they must not slander or do defamatory language as it relates to people. They must not slander others or be heavy drinkers. He didn't say y'all can't have a little something, something, but he said don't be heavy drinkers. Amen. Teach them that the behavior of heavy drinking is not conducive to Christ-like living as it relates to the female. Somebody say amen. He says instead they should what? Teach others what is good. Teach the older women to teach the younger women what is good. Amen. Verse number 4. Here again, these are behaviors that can be taught. These older women must train the younger women. How are we doing with that, older women? Are we training the younger women? Amen. These older women must train. Well, they don't want to be trained. You need to find a way that you can train them, maybe not with your words, but with your behavior. Somebody say amen. I recall 1 Peter chapter 3 talks about when there's a man that's not living godly, that the wife, the saved wife, the Christian wife, can win that man over with her godly conduct. Amen. I think that's a principle that can be applied in every type of living, if you will. Amen. If your words are not received by the younger woman, live a life in front of them that they can see in pattern. Somebody say amen. These older women must train the younger women to love their husbands and their children. Let's not forget love suffer long and is kind. Amen. Some of us God has not finished with yet. Amen. You know, we need the God kind of love to help us get where God desires us to be. Amen. Teach the younger women to love their husbands and their children. Somebody say amen. Behavior that can be taught, the scripture teaches us. Amen. Verse number 5, I'm trying to get to verse number 8. Teach them to live wisely and pure, and be pure. Amen. Be discerning in your decision making. Practice good judgment. Amen. And don't be sleeping around. Amen. Amen. Teach them to be wise, to be pure, to work in their homes. Clean up your house. Glory to God. Do in your house what needs to be done. Amen. It's not the husband's responsibility. The Bible teaches, but he ought to help. Amen. But it's the wife's responsibility to take care of the home as it relates to that. Domesticated work, amen. He a chauvinist. I'm not a chauvinist. I just teach what the Bible teaches, amen. Somebody say amen. Okay, I got silent on that, amen. Teach the young women to do good and to be submissive to their husbands, amen. I got radio silence on that too, amen. Then they will not bring shame on the word of God. Verse number 6. in the same way, encourage the young men to live wisely. Amen. Verse number 7. And you yourself must be an example to them by doing good works of every kind. Amen. Let everything you do reflect the integrity and seriousness of your teaching. Amen. Somebody say amen. Verse number 8. I see somebody shaking their head back there. Amen. Teach the truth so that your teaching can't be criticized. Then those who oppose us, I like that, will be ashamed and have nothing bad to say about us. Amen. Don't pick on me because I teach what the word says. Amen. Take it up with the Bible. Somebody say amen. So number 4, the Bible teaches that behavior can be taught. Amen. We teach by way of words. We teach by way of example. Somebody say amen. Number 6, the Bible teaches that behavior can be modeled. Behavior can be modeled. Lord, we can be an example of the behavior that we're trying to teach a particular individual or individuals. Amen. I'm learning a lot as it relates to modeling behavior. I got a grandson that's almost 2, and he will mimic you if he see you doing something that he wants to do. Amen. So we must realize that our children are watching us when we don't even know that they're watching us. Amen. And some good behaviors we teach by way of example. And then there's a lot of bad behavior that we teach by way of example. Somebody say amen. So we must remember that behavior can be modeled. Amen. Give you 2 scripture references on this. I have 3. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse number 12. And this is Paul writing to a young preacher by the name of Timothy. And he's telling him what he needs to model before God's people. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 12. And it proves the point that behavior can be modeled. Amen. He says, we get the New King James translation on that one, please. He says, let no one despise your youth. Don't let nobody put you down, young preacher, because you're young. Amen. Young preachers need instructions too. Somebody say amen. I know sometimes when we get in the pulpit, we think that we are above receiving instructions even from the pew. Amen. But sometimes if you listen to wise folks in the pew, they can help you along your journey. Somebody say amen. You got that for free. Somebody say amen. Amen. He says, let no one despise your youth, but be an example. Say an example. Or be a model to the believer in word and in what? Conduct, or by the way that you behave. Somebody say amen. 1 Peter chapter 5. The Bible teaches that behavior, yes, Lord, can be modeled. 1 Peter chapter 5. Now we're going to talk to the elders in the church, the supervisors in the church, the individuals that has oversight in the church, even those of us who are just generally in the body of Christ. Somebody say amen. He says, this is Peter writing, he says, the elders who are among you, I encourage or I exalt or I admonish. I who am a fellow elder, he said, I'm an elder too, and a witness of the suffering of Christ. I saw Christ suffer, amen, and also a partaker of the glory that will be revealed. Amen. Verse number 2. Shepherd the flock of God, which is among you. Shepherd has to do with leading the flock. Somebody say amen. He says serving as overseers or supervisors or superintendents. Somebody say amen. Not by compulsion, not by somebody making you to do it, but willingly. Say willingly. Not for dishonest gain, but eagerly. Here's the point, verse number 3. Nor as being Lord over those entrusted to you. I remember my first days as pastor, one of the things the Lord told me not to do is Lord over his folks. Because they are his folks, not mine. I shouldn't try to force them to do anything or threaten them because they don't do what I ask them to do. Amen. But I should be an example. Say an example. Model behavior. Model leadership. Model what you want to do. Amen. If I want you to pick up the paper, I need to pick up some. Somebody say amen. Amen. If I want you to clean up the bathroom, if we don't have paid staff, I need to clean it up some. Somebody say amen. Amen. I remember days mopping the floor. I modeled mopping the floor because I wanted people to help in keeping the church clean. Amen. Model the behavior that you want to see displayed in people. Somebody say amen. I remember one of my sons used to just act a fool. And one day I realized that he was acting a fool because he saw his dad act a fool. So I had to try to model different behavior to him so that his behavior could change. Somebody say amen. Behavior can be modeled. Somebody say amen. The Bible teaches this. Number 7, time is running out. Behavior, my goodness, can be handed down from one generation to another. I pray for my grandchildren every day. And I ask the Lord, don't let the sins of their parents become their sins. Amen. Because we understand that what we do in moderation, our kids might do in excess. Amen. Or in excess. Somebody say amen. Verse 1 Peter chapter 1, verse number 18. Behavior can be handed down from one generation to another. Now, I know you're probably saying, he's not very passionate at all. I am very passionate about what I teach. I'm just not going to get so excited until I miss something that I need to be sharing with you. Somebody say amen. Amen. And the Lord said to me that we need more impartation and less inspiration. Somebody say amen. So I try to follow what the Lord tells me to do. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse number 18, it says, knowing that you were redeemed, say redeemed. Redeemed. Knowing that you were not redeemed. Redeemed has to do with the price paid for deliverance, if you will, amen. We know that Jesus died so that we can be delivered from the power of sin. We know that Jesus died so that we can be delivered from the hands of the enemy, etc. Jesus died so that we could be delivered from eternal separation from God, et cetera, amen. Knowing that you were not redeemed with corruptible things like silver or gold from your what? Aimless conduct. You know what aimless conduct is? Aimless conduct is conduct with no purpose. You're just acting. He says you've been redeemed from your aimless conduct received how? By tradition. From your what? Somebody say amen. So conduct can be handed down from generation to generation. Always make sure that your conduct has purpose. Somebody say amen. Somebody say amen again. Where are we now? Number 8. The Bible teaches that behavior change should be ongoing. Somebody say ongoing. I like the elderly folks that say that we're never too old to change. We're never too old to change. I have issues with the ones that say, I've been this way all my life, so I expect I'll never change. Amen. If that's what you think, that's what would happen. Amen. If you realize that as long as you're breathing, you can make necessary change, you will continue to change. Somebody say amen. The Bible teaches that change should be ongoing. Amen. Colossians chapter 3, verses 16 through 17. Now, this has to do with ministry and song, if you will. Amen. I'm going to read the scripture in a minute, but there's a lot of people. You can make certain statements and people don't believe you. So you need to get a natural analogy to help people understand what you're trying to say. So what we will be reading in just a few minutes is that we can minister in song, words that can impact people's behavior, amen. So I was thinking through this morning, and I wanted to give a secular example, if you will, amen. I go to parties sometimes. Your pastor go to party, amen. And I hear them talking about, let's do the electric slide, amen. It's electric slide song gives instructions that tells the people what behavior they should display, amen. To the left, to the left, to the right, back it up, all that kind of stuff, amen. The instructions are given, and then the people display the behavior, amen. Drop it like it's hot. In the song, in the lyrics, the people drop it like it's hot. The song instructs the behavior, amen. If you don't love the one, if you can't be with the one you love the one you're with, amen. The song gives instructions. Somebody say amen. If you follow the instructions, you'll display the behavior, amen. So even in the church, say even in the church. When we minister songs, we should minister some songs that teaches conduct change ongoingly. Does that make sense to you? Does that make sense to you? Paul writes, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, which simply says to me that our songs should be word-based, amen. The songs that we minister to people within the church ought to be word-based, amen. Somebody say word-based. They ought to breathe faith, amen. They ought to breathe instructions that leads to good God-like behavior, if you will. Somebody say amen. Somebody say amen again. He said, let the word of Christ, we all not to be singing songs that gonna keep people doing. You know, two things that I dislike in the church. One is preaching that keeps me in a place that I ought not to be, amen. Preaching that keeps me satisfied with the way that I am, amen. I like preaching and teaching that's going to provoke me to move forward, amen. And if you can't give me that, I don't want to hear you. Somebody say amen. And then there's another thing that I don't like as it relates to the church, us singing songs that's going to keep us in the dump, amen. That ain't going to minister to us getting up at all, amen. You climbed up the rough side of the mountain, just stand there in the house. It may be raining on you, but stand there anyhow. If it's raining on you, you ought to sing a song that makes folks move. Somebody say amen. That's a couple of things that I don't like in the church, amen. So our songs ought to minister instructions to people that's going to lead to good behavior. Somebody say amen. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom. Now I'm getting all stirred up. Teaching and admonishing. The songs ought to teach and what? And teaching has to do with ongoing, amen. Admonishing has to do with ongoing something. Somebody say amen. Teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. Amen. So the songs ought to minister instructions, at least some of them, instructions to the people that's going to cause them to conduct themselves in a godly way. Somebody say amen. Next verse, if you will. And whatever you do, actions, in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Amen. One more passage and I'll leave you alone. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 16. Now, if you didn't know it, you're going to learn now that the scripture was given to teachers. We get knowledge, but the scripture was given to teachers, amen. The scripture was given to correct our behavior. Somebody say amen. Did I say 316 or 216? If I said 216, yeah, I meant 316. If I said 316 and you put 216 up there, that means you were wrong, amen. Verse number 16, amen. Paul writes to Timothy that all scripture is given how? By the inspiration of God, or is God breathed by the Holy Spirit, amen. And it's profitable for what? Give me the New Living Translation on that one. All scripture is inspired by God and is useful to do what? Somebody say teach. Somebody say teach. It's useful to give instructions that will impact behavior. Does that make sense to you? What are you doing with scripture, bro? Okay. It's useful to teach us what is what? True. And to make us realize what is what? Wrong in our lives. Amen. So scripture is given to teach us or to correct our behavior. Amen. It corrects us when we are wrong and teaches us to do what is right. Somebody say amen. So the scripture is given to impact our behavior or to teach us or to instruct us in ways that we should behave. And I'll just add this that will glorify God. Amen. So I'll run back over real quick and I'll close. Amen. with the 5 minutes that I have left. Number one, the Bible teaches that behavior originates in our thinking. Somebody say in our thinking. I love this scripture. As a man thinketh in his heart, that's who he is, amen. He's the sum total of his thought, amen. Or she's the sum total of her thought, amen. Or her quality of life come from here. Or his quality of life come from there. Amen. Number two, we said the Bible teaches that behavior can be changed. If you don't like the way you behave, then you can change it. Got to put some new material on the inside, but you can change it. Somebody say amen. You got to see something different, but you can change it. Somebody say amen. Number three, we said the Bible teaches that behavior can be learned. Amen. You ain't learned Jesus if you hadn't learned how to take off the old man and put on the new man, and in the midst of that, renew your mind in Jesus' teaching. Somebody say amen. Okay. Number five. Or is that number four? Number four, we said that the Bible teaches that environment impacts our behavior. If you don't like your environment, change it. If you cannot physically change your environment, get you some books and read something differently. Visit some places that will teach you something differently, amen. But if your environment is hampering the way to good living or the way to successful living, you need to change your environment, amen. I remember a wise old man told us one time, my wife and I, this is not a good place to raise your children. So we made an exodus. Somebody say exodus. And we exodus again, amen, when the environment got to the place where it was not conducive to raising our children in a good manner. Somebody say amen. Pastor, you'll run. I'll run from anything that will hurt my family. Amen. Run fast. Amen. Somebody say amen. Number five, the Bible teaches that behavior can be taught. We said. Number six, we said that the Bible teaches that behavior can be modeled. Number seven, we said the Bible teaches that behavior can be handed down from one generation to another. And number eight, we said that the Bible teaches that change or behavior change should be going on. Amen. Now, remember I told you, if you don't remember nothing else about this message, you need to always remember that words, whether they're written or spoken, can impact your behavior. Not only can words spoken or written can impact your behavior, but it can also reinforce behavior. They can also reinforce behavior, whether they're good or bad. Amen. And the second thing I want you to remember about this lesson, if you don't remember nothing else, if you never understand the way that your inward man works, you'll never be able to make intentional change. If you don't ever get to the point where you understand that your inward man is your mind, your way of thinking, that your inward man also consists of your spirit, which is life expressing, and it also consists of, let me look back one more time right here so I won't miss nothing, also consists of your will, that is what you desire, and it lastly consists of your emotions, that is what you feel, amen. You can change all four of those, amen. But there must be new information put in the inward man in order for the inward man to make the change. Somebody say amen. So if you're tired of being this way, you're tired of being this way, and you're tired of being that way, you can change what you're tired of by hearing something different, reading something different, or and seeing something different. And let the church say amen. Well, that's all I got to say about that, amen. Next week, we'll start on something new. I begin to hear the Lord talk about stewardship this morning, and I believe that might be our next series of lessons beginning on next Sunday. But I'm so thankful that you stayed tuned to hear the end of these lessons, and I hope that the Lord said something to you or ministered to you in a way that this word impacted you to the place where you would make changes in your life where you need to make them. Somebody say amen. Let us pray. Thank you for your word, Lord. It's liberating. It's true. And we'll receive it. Do it. It'll liberate us. Thank you again for your word in Jesus' name. Amen. And thank you, Lord. Perhaps somebody's listening this morning that's not saved. If you desire the Lord to come into your life, change your life, or begin to change your life, all I need you to do is pray this prayer with me. Pray with me, Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Lord Jesus, save me. Lord Jesus, forgive me of my sins. Lord Jesus, be my Savior. Lord Jesus, be my Lord. Every saint can pray this prayer of thanksgiving. Lord Jesus, thank you for coming into my heart. Lord Jesus, thank you for saving me. Lord Jesus, thank you for forgiving me of my sins. Lord Jesus, thank you for being my Savior. Lord Jesus, thank you for being my Lord. If you prayed that prayer for the first time and you've allowed God to come in and be a part of your life, believe in your heart, say it with your mouth, that I've received Jesus and I am saved. Somebody say amen. There should be some instructions on your screen in the comment section right now that will tell you the different ways that you can give if you desire to sow into this portion of God's vineyard, if you will, or if you desire to send something to this church by way of finances. Amen. We're not obligating you to do so, but if you feel the desire to do so, you can by way of either avenue that you see in the comment section on your screen. Somebody say amen. And lastly, our children's church ministry starts at 11:30 a.m. Amen. Our children's church staff is waiting to receive any child that would join them by way of Zoom and be partakers of the children's ministry. Amen. Again, children's ministry started at 11:30 a.m. The Zoom meeting ID is 832-3475-6582. Again, 832-3475-6582. One more time, 832-3475-6582. And the password is 680. Move your head, Michael. 632. Amen. 680-632. Last time password, 680-632. Amen. I like to have fun. I think laugh to do the heart good, like medicine. Amen. Well, until next week. Y'all have a great day. Ma'am. Oh, that's right. I got to tell y'all, don't forget to register to vote, and I got some instructions that I'm supposed to share. I need a phone other than mine, because if I move my phone, I'm going to take some folks off of, what we call that? He wants me to walk off. That's for now. I got some instructions that I'm supposed to give you all concerning voting. I'm back. Amen. It says, if you are a registered voter and want to avoid possible voter suppression, vote early. It goes on to say, call the Jefferson County Absentee Election Manager, Jacqueline Anderson Smith. Again, that's Jacqueline, is that right? Jacqueline Anderson Smith at 205-325-5313. Call her now. Again, that's 205-325-5313. I guess if she's not there, you can leave her a voicemail. Call her now to request an absentee ballot application. Fill it out and mail it back ASAP. The ballots will be mailed out September 9. You can mail in your ballot or deliver it in person to her office at 716 Richard Arrington Jr. Boulevard, Building N, Room 500. Again, at 716 Richard Arrington Boulevard, Richard Arrington Jr. Boulevard, Building N, Room 500, Birmingham, Alabama, 35203. Again, 716 Richard Arrington Jr. Boulevard, Building N, Room 500, Birmingham, Alabama, 35203. And I'll lastly say this about voting. Don't let anybody cheat you out of your vote. I've been hearing it for the last week or so, and I believe it. We're in a crucial time. If you don't vote, don't complain. If you are a registered voter, please make sure that you vote in this November election. Amen? I won't tell you how to vote, but I will suggest to you that you do get out and vote if you can. Amen? Amen. I'm done for real this time. God bless you. See you soon. Have an awesome week. I love you. Practice safety. Bye-bye.